is our friend Chris Morales.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Eastern Ireland, 710 ESPN, Big Thursday. Coming up for you at the bottom of the hour, we will kick it down to the bubble where Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals will be played tonight, and you'll hear it right here. Miami holds a 1-0 series lead on the Boston Celtics. And then tomorrow, Game 1, Western Conference Finals, Lakers versus the Nuggets. You will hear it here on the home of the Lakers. And, John, I feel great about that series. I feel like that's a five-game series. The Clippers cleared out for us. It's a straight shot to the title.
That's ridiculous. They still have to play two more teams.
Straight shot to the title.
I have Lakers in six, but I have a lot more respect for the Nuggets than you do. What did Stephen A say?
You have to listen to the sound of straight to the title. Are you ready? Straight to the title.
That's just stupid.
All right, so Stephen A. this morning on First Take was still talking about the Clippers and their miserable choking effort in Game 7 against Denver. Here is what he said about Paul George.
One of the nicest dudes you'll ever want to meet in your life. Impossible to root against. He is a star in this league. But nevertheless, boy, did he not show up. It was Brick City. It was a straight choke job on his part as well. And what the biggest thing about Paul George that he needs to pay attention to, Paul George is in danger. Are you ready for this, Max? He's in danger of becoming the second coming of Dwight Howard. Remember, Dwight Howard was the man in Orlando, just like Paul George was the man in Indiana. He wanted to leave. He goes to L.A. He ends up going to Houston. And then before long, he's a journeyman. Washington, Charlotte, etc. Because the star that he once was, he was no more.
Is he in danger of becoming Dwight Howard?
I agree with Stephen A.
Do you?
I think this performance, not just in Game 7, but throughout the playoffs, the inconsistency of his performance, in my mind, Mason, and Paul George is a great guy, but in my estimation, you cannot argue that he's a top 20 player in the NBA.
Not anymore.
And I think he thinks he is. I think his past reputation, and there once was a time where you could argue that Dwight Howard was a top 5 player in the NBA.
Yep.
But Dwight hit a certain point where, you know, he left Orlando, he went to the Lakers, he went down to Houston, he went to Atlanta, he went to Charlotte.
Bounced around, finally found a place, found a home, and a unique role.
Well, let me ask you this. I think it's obvious, not to pick on playoff P, but I think it's obvious that he can't be the best player on a championship. Can he even be the second best player?
I don't know. He feels like a third wheel to me. I mean, when I saw that fourth quarter, you can boil the performance down to Paul George, corner three, hits the side of the backboard.
Right.
In the fourth quarter of a game where they're trying to rush back and get into. I mean, that says everything about his makeup and his ability to deliver in the clutch. And let's face it, you can be a great regular season player. That doesn't mean you're a great playoff player. And I would never give myself a name like Playoff Mace. I would never do that. Playoff P. Why do you give yourself that name? You're just adding pressure to yourself.
Well, let's just do an exercise, all right? When you look at the other number twos around the league, would you rather have Jamal Murray or Playoff P?
Jamal Murray.
Would you rather have Rudy Gobert or Paul George?
Rudy Gobert.
Would you rather have Kristaps Porzingis or
Paul George? Oh, Kristaps Porzingis, yeah.
Well, obviously, I'm not even going to say Anthony Davis.
No,
Would you rather have C.J. McCollum or Paul George?
That's a little closer, but I would probably, because of recency bias, go with C.J. McCollum.
Would you rather have Jason Tatum or Kemba Walker or Paul George?
Lights out. No, it's the Celtics guys.
Okay. Would you rather have Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons or Paul George?
Let's see. He'd be good in the Tobias Harris slot in Philly.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Isn't he now a number three?
Yeah, he's a number three.
On a good team.
Yep.
And look at the teams that are left. We already did the Celtics. Would you rather have Bam Adebayo or Paul George now?
Oh, sign me up for some Bam Adebayo.
Okay, you already answered Denver. We already answered the Lakers. We already answered the Celtics. That's who he's competing with. They envisioned him as the second star. The reason Kawhi came here was,
and by the way, Kawhi picked him, John. I mean, he helped to engineer that trade at the 11th hour to make that deal. That's the player he wanted to play with.
And this is why I don't think it's impossible that Paul George gets traded in the offseason. I don't know anything, but Kendrick Perkins is saying on The Jump that they're going to blow this thing up. Mace, they have no draft picks. They traded all of their number one draft picks, and they included two pick swaps between now and 2027.
And they traded Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Right. So they don't have a youth movement. They don't have any picks. If you could trade him to... I don't even know if the Warriors, there's no way the Warriors are giving you the number one pick, but
he would fit really well in Golden State.
Yeah.
That's actually a great place for him to be the three.
Right. Because he potentially could be the four, depending on what you think of Draymond.
Right.
And they could trade him Andrew Wiggins. I don't know if the Clippers would do that. But if the Clippers were willing to take Andrew Wiggins' contract, they could get out from under that Paul George contract. And that's the type of stuff, I think, the types of conversations that are going to be going on in the offseason. I think Paul George, and you mentioned it, you know, the way he played, particularly in the second half, the way he made no baskets in the fourth quarter, hitting the side of the backboard with the game on the line. I think there's questions as whether or not, I've been trying to, you know, beat the drum all season. The playoffs are a different season than the regular season. Paul George was fine in the regular season. What's his playoff history?
Right. Yeah, I mean,
he couldn't get out of the first round in Oklahoma City.
How many cracks has he had? How many times has he been in the playoffs?
Well, he was in the playoffs every year in Indiana. He was in he's a couple of times in Oklahoma.
Was he ever this bad?
I don't know if anyone's ever been this bad.
I mean, that's as bad a performance as I've seen from a quote-unquote star player. In this bubble, for sure.
Yeah, and if you look at his record in deciding games, playoff games, like especially Game 7, there's a lot of 2-for-14s and 3-for-15s and 2-for-11s, and it's just he doesn't – whatever it is with the season on the line, he doesn't have it.
No, doesn't have it. Doesn't have it, and you're right. I mean, if I was them, I would look at potentially trading Paul George.
All depends what they could get, but I don't think it's out of the question.
No, not at all. And by the way, Kawhi could be driving that. I mean, how does Kawhi feel about what Paul George, how he performed in the postseason?
And what do the Clippers have moving forward? I mean, they just don't have any youth. Montrezl Harrell and Marcus Morris are unrestricted free agents. They're probably going to get – they can go over the cap to sign him. And, of course, Steve Ballmer has all the money in the world.
And he might, yeah.
But if they let Montrezl Harrell go – they have Landry Shamet, who's a young guy. They have Zoo, but Zoo's not an impact player.
Nice player, by the way. He's turned into a nice player.
Yeah, but they don't have anything moving forward, and they don't have any draft picks.
Yeah, yeah.
So if they could rebuild their draft capital by trading Paul George, I think they'll look at it.
Yeah, it's funny. Here we're talking about the potential of them breaking up the Clippers, and at one point they had a 3-1 series lead against Denver. And it looked like it was a done deal. It looked like they were going to win game 5.
When they had the 3-1 series lead against Denver, they were the money line favorites in Las Vegas to win the title.
Wow.
I just thought it goes to show you how quickly it can all evaporate.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, coming up next for you. Before we turn it over to Eastern Conference Finals, game number 2, Miami and Boston, we're going to do Game of Games. And right now, John has a commanding lead in Game of Games with 5 wins.
But I can't win today because today's my game.
Lindsay has 2, Jorge has 2, Michael Thompson, an interloper, has 1, and I have 1. I've won 1 game in September. Unbelievable.
Karen Kay is standing by for traffic. Shosh, do you play along with the games, or are you too busy looking at the roads?
I should be looking at the roads, but I play along because and Lindsay can tell you, I'll text her the answers and you guys impress me. But if it comes to like name that tune or anything with music, I think I would own all of you.
I think you would. I think you absolutely would. Knowing you and knowing your history, hey, I think you would own us.
Hey, John would be my toughest competition. You would be my toughest competition. What?
Two words for you.
What?
Challenge accepted.
All right, let's go. Anytime. And I'm talking like 70s and 80s. Don't give me that 90s stuff.
Put it together.
Okay,
do it.
70s and 80s is your request.
Yes. Is that okay?
Okay. Yep. I'm gonna put it together.
We'll do it one day.
Yeah, we'll do it on Monday officially.
All right.
Well, you know, it doesn't have to be Monday, but we'll do it one day.
Whenever you want.
Okay.
All right, let's do that. Boy, now you better be scared, John. You're going down.
All right, what's up? Speaking of going down, can I go down the roads without any traffic?
That was good. Yes.
What road would I go down to hit the least amount of traffic?
It was so dumb, but it was good.
Seamless is what that was.
That was seamless. Yeah. All right, this is my one and only traffic report for the day, so let's make it good. And you know what?
It is
looking good.
Time for Game of Games as we get ready for Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics versus the Heat. John Ireland's game today. He's got a commanding lead in Game of Games for the month of September. I've only got one. Lindsay's got two. Jorge's got two. So this is kind of must-win for me. It's a must-win situation for me, John. The month is slipping away.
I don't know if I agree with that, but anybody could win this. This is the game that will drive salespeople all over Southern California crazy. It's called the advertising game. It's where we find out how much attention all of you are paying to the actual commercials. I'm going to describe TV commercials that have been running during games since sports came back on TV. All I need from you is the product, what the ad is for.
Okay.
Your name is your buzzer.
Yep.
Lindsay, Jorge, and Mace. There are seven of these, plus I have a tiebreaker if we need it.
Okay.
Again, I'm going to describe the commercial. If you know the product, what the commercial is for, your name is your buzzer. Here we go. Commercial number one. Brie Larson pulls up
Mason.
To a woman, Mace.
That is...
Three.
Mazda.
Two. Incorrect. Let me complete this. Brie Larson pulls up to a woman and says, drop the taco, get in the car.
Yeah, I can't remember who's...
Jorge. Toyota.
Incorrect.
For a car. No? Lindsay.
Lindsay, you want to take a shot? Go ahead.
I have no idea what it is, but I'm going to guess Taco Bell.
Yeah, drop the taco. Why? No, that would make sense.
Why would you drop the taco? Taco Bell would want you to eat the taco.
Now, I know this commercial really well, John. I can see Brie Larson driving away in the car. What car company is it?
Nissan Sentra.
It's an orange car, too, right?
Yep, orange car. Now, what could happen here is you guys could not get any of these.
Completely strike out.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Commercial number two. Idina Menzel sings a personal tribute. Go ahead, Mace.
That is Progressive.
Jorge.
Incorrect. Jorge.
Geico.
Geico is the correct answer.
See, these commercials are not effective. I know the spots, and I don't know who they're for.
Yep, 100%.
I don't ever watch TV.
Lindsay, these are only ads that run during games. I know you've seen these. They're only ads in games. Okay, here we go. Number three. A video of celebrities, fans, and NFL players sing along with Celine Dion's Lindsay.
It's ESPN.
It's ESPN.
Yeah,
very good. They're all singing along to Celine Dion's It's All Coming Back to Me. Lindsay, surprised me, really well done.
Yep.
What surprised me, Lindsay, about when you sent that to us is it had been running for a couple of weeks, and you sent it to us.
That was the first time I saw it.
Yeah, on like Monday. But
it's really good.
Okay, so Lindsay has one. Jorge has one. Mace not on the board yet.
Ugh.
Okay. Commercial number four. Joel Embiid, Damian Lillard, Baker Mayfield, and
Lindsay.
Saquon Barkley, Lindsay.
Isn't that one for body armor?
No.
Mason.
Nope. Mace.
Is that one for DirecTV?
No.
Jorge,
and I can continue to read the question if you want. It might help you.
Hulu.
It is Hulu.
Ah, it's Jorge Hulu. Good job, Jorge.
All right.
Great. We got a board op. He's better at games than me. That's fantastic.
So far, Jorge 2, Lindsay 1, Mesa are 3 left.
Okay, so
you're
need
not
them all.
Dead yet. Well, yeah. you need to at least get one to get in the game here.
Yep.
All right. Marshawn Lynch reading a poem while Tom Brady, Gronk, Dak Prescott, and Ezekiel Elliott are all snug in their beds eating this snack.
Mason.
Mace.
Try Doritos.
Yes!
Ah!
Mace. We also would have accepted Lay's or Tostitos, but Doritos was the first snack, and
excellent.
Mace is on the board. You're not dead yet. Jorge, 2. Lindsay, 1. Mace, 1. 2 left. Commercial number 5. Or this is commercial number 6. Okay. Limu, Emu, and Doug are
Mason.
Mace.
That is progressive.
Incorrect.
Ah.
Limu, Emu,
oh, now I
and
know what it
Doug
is.
Are a sales team
now I know
duo.
What it, is.
It is for an insurance company. It is for
Lindsay.
A two-word insurance company. Lindsay.
Is it Allstate?
No.
Incorrect. Jorge, listen carefully. Limu, Emu, and Doug are a sales team duo. Do you want to take a shot? Limu.
Two words.
Two Emu words. And Doug. Limu.
Oh,
and
man.
Doug. You got to guess.
State Farm.
No.
Boy, the people
it's Liberty Mutual.
The people at Liberty Mutual man. Are going to.
I'm sorry, but that does not translate. Limu?
I know.
Liberty Mutual,
what do you
that
think,
does not translate.
Wait, what
at
do you
all.
Think Limu stands for?
Like right, what I just said. I said, I do not think Limu to translate to the normal person as Liberty Mutual. As
okay, listen, we got about 20 seconds left in the show.
All right, here we go. To win it. George wins. All right. Rocky and Bullwinkle arguing the Rocky Mountains are named after our first president, George Rockington. Anybody?
Nope.
The winner is Jorge.
Jorge! Good
that
job, man.
Also
job,
for
Jorge.
Geico. They
yeah.
are arguing with the lizard.
Excellent. So Jorge on the board with a second win for the month of September. We're out of here. Back tomorrow at 1. We're going to go to game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals, Miami and Boston, right here on the home of the NBA playoffs, 710 ESPN.